Welcome to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Katherine Potter. Are you ready to deep dive into a better understanding of how your mind, body, and relationships to everything else in your world come together? For the next hour, we invite you to embark on a journey of discovery and connections. Now, here's your host, Katherine Potter.
Hello, everyone. My name is Katherine Potter, and I'd like to welcome you to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind. Each week, we explore topics that support the idea that everything is interconnected and in relationship. Today, we are going to look at how a person's home reflects their inner state of mind and values. Isn't it interesting to think about what our home says about us? If a stranger walked through our house, what impression would they get? Does our outer persona, our public face, match our home? What happens when we make even small changes to our house? Does it reflect an inner shift? Let's find out the answer to these questions and more. Today's guest is Sky McLaughlin, a feng shui specialist. Welcome, Sky.
Hi, Katherine. Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good to have you here. And as some people may or may not know, if they've gone to my site, Sky is a fellow teacher of mine at the Northern Star College. And she has taught feng shui, and she does feng shui a lot. So I think first what we'd like to find out is, what got you into feng shui? What's your background in feng shui?
Well, it all began when I was 18 years old, and I was this young, innocent girl on an exchange program, was going to Malaysia, and a feng shui master in Malaysia had a dream that a seventh daughter was coming that he was meant to teach. And there was a whole kind of progress that happened that connected us together, but he was my first teacher, and it was such a great honor because I got to go with him, go into homes, businesses, one-on-one in a way that really is not available at all today with a feng shui master.
I love it. And so you weren't actually looking for feng shui training when you went, right? You said did you say you went on an exchange program?
Right. No, I had never even heard of feng shui.
Uh-huh.
So no, I knew nothing about it. In the exchange program, I was part of a cooperatives group, but in Malaysia, they had no co-ops, no business were co-ops. So business people needed to volunteer to sponsor us. And that was how this whole journey began, where he had the dream and offered to sponsor one person.
Isn't it interesting how sometimes our path finds us, right?
It is.
And that I find is often the way with people that I talk about. It's like, okay, I wasn't looking for this, but it found me.
Yes.
Very nice. So for people who are not aware of what feng shui is, can you just tell us what feng shui is?
Right. It began about 3,000 years ago in China. It's a really an ancient art and science blended. And essentially, it is living in harmony with the Earth's energies. And so our home mirrors the Earth's energies. And ancient philosophers in China really did a lot of studying about where people thrived and where people did not, and brought that down into very specific details. And now, you know, we work with that. But for the most part in North America, we only work with a tiny bit of it. The art of feng shui is vast and immense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does mean wind, water,
mm-hmm.
because those two elements have a huge impact on our health. Just think
of
about
course.
Circulation of air, having water.
Yes.
Right.
So, all right, so let's start from there. So I think I read something you wrote that feng shui is based on how energy moves. And can you explain the ways that energy moves?
Yeah. So in the West, we know about the straight line movement of energy. We're always trying to get places quickly. We want to do it fast. And so how that manifests in feng shui might be a straight sidewalk to your door, a front and back door aligned, a lot of straight lines. And what that results in our lives is energy coming in but leaving very quickly. So let's say we're making lots of money but we can't hold on to it. Mm. Or, you know, we have lots of interests but we don't take the time to relax and enjoy them. So it seems like we're always just running, rushing in order to get what we want, and then we don't take that time to really enjoy the results of our labors. That's the straight line.
So that's kind of like, you know, I'm always talking to people about we don't have time to assimilate and digest our experiences, mental, emotional, or physical, and too much of even good things is too much. So is that what you mean?
Yes.
Like in different ways. It's like we're just, it's bolting through, and then it's gone, and we haven't savored it.
Absolutely.
I love that. Okay, what's the next one?
The next one is like a dot, and it's still energy, but it's still in the way that the energy is stagnant. It's not moving.
So when you said still, you mean, are you saying quiet still or?
Too quiet.
Okay. Yeah.
So think the first one is all this movement.
Fast.
Right.
Like a straight line.
Yeah. And this might be the collapsing after being fast, where you can't move, or it could be, you know, a room that's filled with clutter, and so the energy is stagnant in there because there's no focus. It's just like you feel this kind of stuck energy when you walk into
okay,
it.
Okay, so it's not still, quiet, peaceful, serene. It's inert.
Yes.
It's inertia, sort of?
It is.
Am I saying, yeah?
I think inertia is a good word for it, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's cool. And yes. And then I love how you connect it. Sometimes it could be, you know, we collapse because there's been too much. And then we,
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's the next one?
So the next one is the ideal. And it is the moving river. So if you imagine a curving moving river, there's movement, but there's also the curve where there's stillness. Movement, stillness. So there's the energy of balance. There's also the energy of being able to see all perspectives. So if you even think of a sidewalk going to a front door that's a curving sidewalk, you're not just looking in one direction. You're actually seeing lots of directions as you come towards your door.
Mm.
So it's that quality as well of achieving something, but then really enjoying the results of your labors. The idea of, you know, stopping to smell the roses. So there's movement and stillness integrated in a very balanced way. And that's what we're always looking to create in a home with feng shui.
And so so it's like you're meandering?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like meandering.
Yeah, you're going on a nice walk and noticing the neighbor's doors and the roses. Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like me when I was younger, I was always bumping into people because I was meandering. No. Okay, so that's interesting. And as you're talking about this, it makes me think of people's personalities, the ones who are bolting through, the ones who are, you know, just like stuck or move slower.
Right.
Right. And then the ones who are more adaptable, is that a fair way to say it?
I would say adaptable for sure, and have an ability to, you know, see others' points of view, are flexible, and yet still have a centered place in themselves.
Yeah, they're not losing boundaries. They can adapt, but they've got their center. I like it. That's fascinating. So obviously, you know, as you spoke about that, instantly what came to my mind are types of people. Mm-hmm. And so I think where we're going now is you're saying that that then becomes your home. Am I saying that correctly? In how you build your home.
Right.
I don't mean literally build, but how you put your home together.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool. So where do I even want to go next? There's so many things that I want to ask you. So what's the first step? What would be like a very first step? Somebody's thinking, hey, you know what? Is it that they're feeling stuck in their life that they would do this, or they're just wanting to become more mindful between who they are and how their husband? Like, are people using it to create a change, or are people using it because something's going on within them and they recognize their environment does not reflect them anymore? So I asked you, I think, two questions there.
Right. Usually
it's like
people,
egg and chicken, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. Usually, you know, honestly, people come with a problem. They have a health problem, a money problem, a relationship problem. They want a relationship. Right. So it's usually very problem oriented.
Okay.
And that is good because it motivates change, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because when things are going smooth, you know, we're not necessarily looking to shake things up a little
bit.
So you're saying, so it's really the inner and the outer. They want something in their outer world. They're not getting it. And you're teaching them how to make the changes in their home, which, of course, is going to help them change internally, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. I love this. I love this. And so people are coming for most part because there's a problem. And so what we are going to go to next is, you know, what are the first steps? But we're about pretty quick to go to a commercial. And so I don't want to stop you partway through because this is fascinating. Mm-hmm. And so... Sky, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, Sky's going to tell us what's our first step. We're thinking about, we've got a challenge. We want to kick the door open. We've heard about feng shui. We're going to call a feng shui practitioner. What's our first step? So when we come back from break, we will have Sky tell us what our first step is to get the energy moving again.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. Are you curious about your unique astrological blueprint? Would you like guidance on how to work consciously with the planetary cycles affecting your life? Are you ready to expand your horizons and release limiting beliefs or patterns that inhibit your growth and happiness? With insight, compassion, and experience, Catherine Potter holds a clear place for your unfolding evolution. For more information, go to catherinepotter.ca. That's catherinepotter.ca.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you a budding or closet metaphysician, mystic, or astrologer? Do you want to find out about upcoming programs, workshops, lectures, or retreats? You'll want to sign up for Catherine's free monthly newsletter and stay up to date with informative articles and workshop information. Visit catherinepotter.ca to subscribe. From astrology to hypnotherapy and mysticism, you'll stay up to date on classes, consultations, and more. Visit catherinepotter.ca and stay in touch today.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
This is You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Catherine Potter. To reach the show today, please send an email to catherinepotter@shaw.ca. That's catherinepotter@shaw.ca. Now, back to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind.
All right, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Sky McLaughlin, and she is a feng shui specialist, and she's got this really interesting information to share about how our home reflects our inner state and how it is really good when we have a problem to start resolving it by looking and seeing how we can make changes in the home. So, Sky, you were about to tell us, what is the first step? So somebody is calling you up and they're like, oh my gosh, I've got this particular problem. I want to attract this and I can't do it. That's what I'm hearing you say. They're blocked in some area. So what's first step? What is the first thing you say to them?
Well, we talk about clutter first, because I need to know what the state of their home is in terms of, do they have a lot of clutter? Do they have a little bit? Now, remember, clutter is items you don't love in your home, or items that you're not using. Or it can also be, you know, sometimes people have inherited furniture. They might love it, but it's too big for their home. So we talk about that, first of all.
So I'm going to keep you here for a moment, because right. I just heard a really big topic and broad. So typically, I think when people are thinking about clutter, they're thinking about, you know, my house is messy, there's crap all over the place. The technical term, crap, yes. All over the place. But you're saying clutter is bigger than that, because it might be somebody who's got, and I'm asking, a super neat house, but it's there's too much. Or go a little bit into this, because I think this is important.
Yeah, when I go into a home, I can feel clutter. I get this sticky sensation. So it might be that the house appears neat, but there's a lot of stuff that has no meaning to the person. They don't love it anymore. It might be from their past, a time that was meaningful for them, but they're wanting to move on to something new. So I'll just give you an example.
Sure.
That might clarify it. A client who came to me, and she really wanted to get married, and she had been divorced, and her house was beautiful. And so I always go on a tour of the house first. And in the bedroom, she said to me, you know, my husband really wanted this furniture, but I fought him in court for it, because I really knew that he wanted it and I was going to get this furniture. And she was actually quite proud of that. And I said, well, you might not be happy with what I have to tell you, because it's that very furniture and the energy that is keeping you stuck in the old relationship, and the new relationship can't come in. And so it's like that. If we've got, you know, something that is of the past, even if it brought joy back then, if it no longer is relevant in the present, if we no longer have a love for, you know, whether it's a thing, a painting on the wall, in her case, it was a partner that was being reflected in the furniture, then it's time to let it go.
Yeah, not a really nummy place to bring a new partner into.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, come on into this bed, and just so you know, better go my way, or else we're going to be back in the courts, and I'll fight you for the bed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm exaggerating that, but that's fascinating, right? Because again, there's that really interesting, the inner, something hasn't let go, and there it is in the home, reflected back to us. So
yeah.
That's kind of cool. Tell me other clutter situations.
Well, I want to tell you what happened very quickly with her.
Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah.
So she got it, and
nice.
She phoned her husband up and said, you know how much you wanted that bedroom furniture? It's yours. And so that was
wow.
huge, because she let go of the argument, right?
I love it.
Yeah. And then she got furniture that was her, that really reflected her. She was in a relationship within the month, and it's
yeah.
they got married in a couple of years. But it's not always that easy.
No.
But that was a huge thing for her to be willing to make that change.
Because she was willing. So again,
yeah.
I'm hearing, it's not the home separate from, she was willing to let go, Right. And then take the next step, and then it yes. opened up. I love the what's the word I'm looking for? It's that integration between that.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat. Very
so
nice.
Each person has to know what is their clutter thing.
What is their clutter? Can you just again, because I think it's a really big topic, tell a little bit what other type of clutter?
Well, I'll tell you for myself is books.
Okay.
And so when I have amassed a lot of books, you know, it's often hard for me to let go of books.
Yeah.
And so I'll just look at the book and it'll be a second thing. It'll be either love it, don't love it. I don't stop and flip through it because as soon as I do that, I'll start making excuses for, maybe I might.
Yeah.
It's never a might. You know immediately if you love something. If you have to think about it, you do not love it. So in many ways, it's quite easy to know what's clutter and what's not. And then when we let go of what we don't love, well, what does that do? It creates space to attract what we do love. So all of those obstacles we're having, attracting what we want in life, often that first step of letting go of the clutter is huge. It can in itself shift everything so dramatically that things start moving in one's life.
On its own. Mm-hmm. And so is that what you would recommend the client do? Say, you know, I'm not a pile, because obviously you're not going to pile up your furniture, but basically look, go through their house and say, is this still meaningful for me? Do I love it? And then if not, it energetically or mentally goes into a no, I could let it go. Is there an in-between or no?
There is. Sometimes it depends on the person. Some people are very motivated and they're just ready to get it out because the goal is big for them, what they want in their life.
Okay.
Other people, I will suggest, if you have difficulty with this, put these things in a box or in a number of boxes, write the date on them, put them in storage, and then give yourself 6 months. If you have not thought about what's in those boxes in 6 months, then see if you can let it go. Because at that point, really, you're not using those items anyway, and you don't love them. So for some people, they need to go through a more gradual process.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. It's, I think that's an, for anybody, even if they're not dealing with a big problem, it just sounds like a smart thing to do. You know how we were taught to do spring cleaning and fall cleaning, which I'd love to say I do, but I don't always. But it almost seems that would be a good time, right?
Absolutely.
To go through it just as maintenance, I think is what I'm trying to say, maintenance as opposed to, very nice.
And, you know, if you get into that habit, if you bring something new in, then you just let something go. It becomes an easy kind of a journey.
So is there, and then we'll get on to something different, but I think that the idea of clutter is fascinating and redefining what clutter is. Mm-hmm. Is there meant to be an empty space in between? You know, when sometimes you're letting something go, maybe you're not quite sure. I don't know, maybe I'm projecting this on feng shui. You're not quite sure what you want. Is there meant to be a bit of empty time before you fill again?
Well, I would not recommend that you get rid of a whole bunch of stuff and then just fill it up again.
Okay.
Really, the filling part is attracting what you want. So you want that emptiness.
Mindful, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ah, very neat.
Yeah.
So just before we leave clutter, fascinating topic. So you're saying this about your furniture. Would this also be like dishes and clothes and
everything? It's everything. Do
wow.
I love it?
Wow.
Or don't I? I know. It's dramatic. It's dramatic, but it really creates dramatic change. That's why it's such a wonderful first step.
Wow.
Yeah.
You could probably just go to people's homes and spend all the time going through their closets, literally and symbolically, and make that a practice. I would think that
it's
is
a huge, and there are people who do.
Yeah.
That's.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So do you ever encounter, so that's your first step with them. You talk to them about clutter.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, if someone's resistant, I'll have them pack up one room and put it away. And then ask them to just stay with the emptiness. Let's say it's an area of the home. Let's say it's the southeast, which represents prosperity, and they're really stuck with money. And then I'll ask them to just start bringing in what calls to them, what feels prosperous to them. And usually it's such a relief to feel that openness in a space, then they feel motivated to work on the rest of their home. And, you know, I just want to say, clearing clutter is a lifelong practice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because we're always growing, always changing. What we love one day, we won't the next day.
Yes.
So it's not like you get it done and it's over.
And then it's done.
Yeah.
Teaching us to be more mindful in our choices, I think, right? To be
absolutely
present to what we're bringing into our homes energetically and physically into our homes.
Yes.
Skye, this is fascinating. So we're about to go again to a commercial break. And when we come back, I'd really like to hear what the next step is. So everybody stay tuned, because Skye tells us the first step is clear your clutter. And I somehow think some people at that point go, okay, bye. But a lot probably proceed. And so let's find out what the next step is.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Are you curious about your unique astrological blueprint? Would you like guidance on how to work consciously with the planetary cycles affecting your life? Are you ready to expand your horizons and release limiting beliefs or patterns that inhibit your growth and happiness? With insight, compassion, and experience, Catherine Potter holds a clear place for your unfolding evolution. For more information, go to catherinepotter.ca. That's catherinepotter.ca.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed, by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Are you a budding or closet metaphysician, mystic, or astrologer? Do you want to find out about upcoming programs, workshops, lectures, or retreats? You'll want to sign up for Catherine's free monthly newsletter and stay up to date with informative articles and workshop information. Visit catherinepotter.ca to subscribe. From astrology to hypnotherapy and mysticism, you'll stay up to date on classes, consultations, and more. Visit catherinepotter.ca and stay in touch today.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
This is You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Catherine Potter. To reach the show today, please send an email to catherinepotter@shaw.ca. That's catherinepotter@shaw.ca. Now, back to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's Catherine Potter. You're listening to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind. And I'm talking to Skye McLaughlin, a feng shui specialist or practitioner. And she's been telling us how important it is to clear our clutter before we take the next step. So somebody phoned you. They have a challenge with something. They're trying to bring something new in. Your first conversation is clear the clutter. Is that when you say first conversation, you're talking about on the phone, or you actually go to their house and first talk to them about clearing the clutter?
I have an initial talk on the phone.
Okay.
because if clutter is immense, if there's a lot of it, we can't really start the consultation. If it seems manageable, we'll talk about it at the actual first consultation.
Okay, so then what's next step?
The next step, we really look at air circulation through the home and lighting. So those are two really huge aspects that can shift the energy of a home. If people aren't opening their windows and letting the air flow through the home, there's a really, remember that energy that I called that stuck, stagnant energy?
Mm-hmm.
That can be a real obstacle to, again, creating change. So when I get there, unless it's the middle of the winter and it's 40 below, in the summer we'll actually open some windows to let the air flow through the home, because as it flows, I start to get more of a sense of the energetic vibration of the home. I also get them to turn on all of the lights in the home, because I want to really be able to see clearly what's happening, but also what kind of lighting do they have. Because there's certain kinds of lighting that can, in itself, be quite depleting to work under.
Okay.
And there's certain kind of lighting that is very uplifting. So I want to see how much light you get through your natural windows, for example. If someone is depressed, it can often be an issue that is as simple as light. Maybe the windows need a good washing. Maybe they need to be opened more often. Maybe there needs to be different kinds of lighting for different situations. So in a bedroom, you want bright lighting for when you're cleaning in the room, but you definitely want those softer lamps on the bedside tables because you need to be able to relax in the bedroom. So we really examine those two aspects. And then we really dig in. So the part that is often the biggest challenge for clients is doing a floor plan of their home. And this isn't the architectural plans. This is, you know, down to scale, right? So I need those floor plans because that is the energy map for the home. And I'll sit and map out where is your, you know, health area in the home. Where is your money area? So we can look at those areas and see, well, what's going on there. If in your romance area, you have this beautiful carving of a woman, maybe that's why you're having difficulty attracting a partner, because you have this solitary, huge figure in your romance area. That could be a great figure for in your knowledge area, which is more about self-reflection and learning about oneself. So we need to see what's going on where, so we can utilize what you have and move it around.
So you're repositioning. So we're not repositioning. Everything has to leave. It's like, hey, this is in the wrong area. Have you thought about doing it?
Right.
That's interesting, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. And so I think you once wrote about something called the 45-degree rule.
Right.
Can you just tell me what that's about? Because I can already tell you have got so much information. I'm going to have you come back again so we can get into all kinds of things. And we still have time, but what is that 45-degree rule?
It's an amazing rule. So at your front door, when you open the front door to 45 degrees, so 45 degrees, think of, you know, what you learned when you were a kid in school, what 45 degrees is. So if you have a right angle, 45 degrees is half of that.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
So you want to see, what do I see in the home when I open my front door 45 degrees.
So not all the way. You haven't flung the door open. It's only partway open, and you're seeing, what is it you first see?
That's right. That represents the energy of your home. So it's an incredible thing. It's like the first flash people get when they come in their homes is at that 45-degree mark. And that represents the overall energy of the home, whatever you see at that point. So I'll tell you a funny story of a family that contacted me and said, we have been just like, over the last year, we have been fighting, arguing all the time. We just can't get along. And yet you know, we seem to do fine before this. We can't figure it out. Well, I had to laugh because at the 45 degree, they had put a picture of a bullfighter. And okay. The bull was charging, right? And then, so I said, well, when did you put this picture up there? And they said, oh, we went on this great holiday to Europe. We bought it. It's been about a year. And I told them about the 45 degree rule.
Of course.
And, you know, actually that picture isn't great really anywhere in the home. You don't really want that aggressive energy. But at the 45 degree mark, it was really impacting the dynamic of the relationships in the home.
Interesting. And so, of course, you're having to accommodate other people's taste, right? Because not everybody. So like you said, somebody will look at a bullfighting picture and love it. And of course, they need to find a place for it if that sings to them. But you're saying, not at that first. We don't want to see the bull charging.
No.
When we first open the door.
Yeah.
Very cool. And so I'm hearing so much about that front door also. Mm-hmm. You're saying when you first, so the door and when you first walk in, when you open the door. So obviously your front door is really significant, not just once you open the door, but the front door, or am I wrong?
Yeah, the front door itself. So everyone who drives by the neighborhood, they think about who you are based on the frontage of your home and your front door. So even from the exterior, the front door, just think everybody going past have some impression of
perception.
You.
Perception.
Okay. That's right. And so, you know, that gets absorbed energetically into the home. So there's the outer impression. And then energy, the main way that it enters your home is through the front door. And so what I mean by front door is the door that faces the busiest road. So usually that would be, because sometimes people are on the corner, right?
Yeah.
And so you're always wanting to see, well, what is the door that faces the busiest road? That's considered the front door. So that area is by far the most important area to look at in the home. To look at first.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating. And so obviously apartment, whatever it might be, landscaping, that's all saying something, but that front door in particular.
Mm-hmm.
So what about, like most people have two doors, what about your back door?
The back door is how energy leaves. And so the front door is how you want to bring the energy in. But you also, just like us, we take in energy and we don't want to, you know, get constipated. You have to be able to release energy too.
I like that.
Right.
That was so well said.
So you want the old stagnant energy to have a way out. That's the back entrance. So, you know, sometimes people will mainly use their back entrance.
Well, I was just thinking, because there's the back parking pads in that. What if you come in through the back door?
I really encourage people to start using their front door more, because you can start feeling really tired if all you're doing is releasing energy. So if someone is doing that, almost always there'll be an exhaustion issue because the energy is always leaving. And I encourage them to, you know, when you go for a walk, go in your front door. Try to make use of your front door more often, not just guests coming in, because these days, sometimes there are people who don't have a lot of guests coming to the front door. So you want to intentionally think, this is the energy I want to bring into my home.
To open up.
Yeah.
So if people have the, you know, the garages that they're not parked underground, but like in a house with a garage, and then the garage door leads directly into their house,
right.
You would recommend go out and come in through your front door?
Yeah, no, I mean, you also don't want it to be like that you're creating a lot of effort,
no.
Right?
Yeah.
Although we all need to walk more.
Yes.
So even if you're just doing it,
you go for a walk and come in your front door.
That's right.
Okay, I like that. That's simple, right?
And from time to time, park on the street.
Park on the street.
Know? And especially in the summer, utilize your front door more.
Yeah.
Or you might even just open your front door to air out the home a little bit and intentionally feel well, I'm inviting certain kind of energy into my home. In that instance, you would probably have your screen door closed, but open it so that the screen is, you know, the glass is up and the air can come in through the screen. And just have some intention that you're wanting to bring in a certain, you know, kind of qualities into your life based on where you're feeling stuck. So if you're feeling stuck around health, then you're always tired, then as you use that front door, you want to really be bringing in vibrant health. Or if it's money, you want to be bringing in money, not just releasing it, letting it go through.
Wow, I think that is such an interesting thing. So we are getting ready once more to go to break. This goes so fast. There's so much good information you have. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sky a little bit more about some, even just some simple changes that we can make, that we can start, you know, becoming aware of in our home. So stay tuned.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Are you curious about your unique astrological blueprint? Would you like guidance on how to work consciously with the planetary cycles affecting your life? Are you ready to expand your horizons and release limiting beliefs or patterns that inhibit your growth and happiness? With insight, compassion, and experience, Catherine Potter holds a clear place for your unfolding evolution. For more information, go to catherinepotter.ca. That's catherinepotter.ca. Are you a budding or closet metaphysician, mystic, or astrologer? Do you want to find out about upcoming programs, workshops, lectures, or retreats? You'll want to sign up for Catherine's free monthly newsletter and stay up to date with informative articles and workshop information. Visit catherinepotter.ca to subscribe. From astrology to hypnotherapy and mysticism, you'll stay up to date on classes, consultations, and more. Visit catherinepotter.ca and stay in touch today.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
This is You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind with Catherine Potter. To reach the show today, please send an email to catherinepotter@shaw.ca. That's catherinepotter@shaw.ca. Now, back to You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind.
Sky, so we're back with Sky McLaughlin, Feng Shui practitioner. I've got so many questions to ask her, but I think I'm going to ask you what are some of the most common concerns that clients come to you with?
Well, probably money would be a first concern. Health is often a concern, often children in the home, their health, relationships for sure. In terms of money, you know, the southeast of the home is really where you want to look. And so, you know, just for a few tips, I would look at the southeast and see, do I have a lot of clutter in that area of my home? And that includes all floors of your home. If you have three floors, including the basement, make sure that you create some space in the southeast of your home. Think of your home as 9 squares, and the southeast would be that square that is in the southeast. So clear out the clutter, and then, you know, prosperity is ruled by the wood element, plants. So it's good in that area to have some lovely plants that are growing upward, so the money is growing. And to have some water, like maybe a small water fountain, because water helps plants grow. So never, though, place those in the bedroom. That would be the one exception. So if your bedroom is the southeast, then do the southeast of the living room.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, if it's romance, look at the southwest.
Okay.
So same idea, but it's ruled by the earth element. So the earth element can be some lovely pottery that you have. If you like crystals or gemstones, those are great. Because romance is about partnership usually, it's nice to have coupling images. So if you have a picture there, it's great to have a picture that represents romance for you. But get a friend to look at it, because sometimes you will choose what, you know, is kind of your shadow.
Your habitual, most conditioned self.
Exactly.
And it's bringing in the old type of partnership.
That's
is
right.
That what you're saying?
Exactly.
I could tell by the look on your face.
It's so like you want to get other opinions.
Another perspective.
Yeah, about that picture. Mm. Try with your paintings to have paintings that are in the growing season. So springtime, summertime, and then sunny days. If you have, you know, a picture of a ship on a stormy sea, remember, paintings are magical, and it will bring stormy energy into your life. You don't want to have people struggling through the snow, you know, the pioneers. You might have, you know, a soft spot in your heart for that, but what if you're struggling in your life? You know, if you're not struggling in your life, if you've got lots of prosperity, it's okay to have those struggling pictures, but look and see where they are. So if it's in the southeast, which is money, and you are struggling, you don't want
move
that
them somewhere else.
There.
So basically, you're because people have, again, different tastes. You're basically saying, if you love it, reposition it. If you're pay attention to what energetically this is saying.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah, that's very clever. Yeah. You know, so Sky, what I'm hearing is, you know, people, I think, often think about feng shui and they have to make these massive changes and it would cost a lot of money. But I think you're talking for any budget. People, there are things that people can do.
Absolutely.
Right? And sometimes simple things that they can do, and more complex things too. But it doesn't mean going and changing our whole home. It might mean just repositioning something.
Yeah, it's like starting a step at a time. Sometimes in the bedroom, repositioning your bed, you know, never have your bed in the pathway of a doorway. Mm-hmm. I've had so many people who have had insomnia or headaches or backaches. As soon as we moved that bed, it was like a miracle cure for them.
Mm-hmm.
So you never want, because that's considered to be like a highway of energy, your doorway. Mm-hmm. You can't position your body there for 7-8 hours a night. So you're right. Like sometimes it can be simple changes that make a huge difference.
Working within the type of things you enjoy and the simple changes, you know, that's fascinating. Are you thinking about writing a book?
No.
So I think I'm giving you a project. I think this would make, you know, I know there are many books out on feng shui, but again, you know, always need for a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any book that you might recommend if somebody, for a starting thing? If, let's say, somebody's going, you know, I can't at this point consult a feng shui practitioner. I know each book, you know, has different, I know there's different schools in feng shui, but is there an overall one that you would?
I think I'm kind of
putting you on the
spot. Maybe I'll give you an author.
Oh, okay.
Just because her books are quite beautiful. And she's got a lot of books out. Lillian Tu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tu as in T-O-O or T-W-O?
T-O-O.
Lillian
two.
Two, okay.
And she often will write a book that focuses the whole book on career or the whole book on, you know, relationships. And so you can kind of get lots of ideas. It's hard to recommend a book that does a good overview, which she can sometimes not do a great job of that.
Yeah.
But you'll get some snippet of inspiration.
You'll get snippet. And
exactly.
Then obviously somebody who wants to go further with it can consult somebody like you who is doing
right.
Feng Shui as a career. So how can people contact you? What's the best way? Your email, can you just give us your email address?
Yes, probably my email.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a long one. It's Sky, S-K-Y-E, Dream, Horse, @shaw.ca. All in lowercase.
Oh, I was just going to say, all lowercase.
Right.
So, Sky, I really appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to invite you to come back. I hope you end up coming back because there's a lot more we can talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And, thank you for sharing all your brilliant information. That was really good.
Oh, thank you, Catherine. It's been so much fun.
Yeah. So, again, if you want to contact Sky, it's Sky Dream Horse. All lowercase, all at shaw.ca. If you want to contact me, you can email me at katherinepotter@shaw.ca or go to my website, katherinepotter.ca. So next week, my guest is Robert Rogers. He's a teacher and an author who has written many books on herbs and medicinal mushrooms. And we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about his new book, which is called Rejuvenate Your Brain Naturally. So until then, how about this week you have fun with some of the things Sky talked about, walk through your home as though you're walking through it for the very first time, through new eyes, maybe bring in a friend and have them walk through with you, and you may find that there are certain changes you decide to make. And I think, like Sky said, if we can start somewhere clutter, let's start with our clutter. And then, what are you looking at when you partially open your front door? What does your front door say about you? What does your front gardening or lack of say about you, about what's happening when we open up that front door? So I hope you all enjoy your week and join me next week.
Thank you for listening this week. Please join your host, Katherine Potter, for another edition of You, the Universe, the Holistic Mind, next Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until we speak again, have a great week.